Good night, everybody.
Happy Thursday to the Ungovernables, the Captain's Crew, the LFA family, and McGroin Nation coming to you live. Well, not live. No, I'm so used to saying that. But coming to you pre-recorded from the great red state of Tennessee on Rumble.com/LFA TV. This is Ungoverned. Happy to be here. Obviously pre-recorded for you today. A little bit of travel going on right now. Obviously pre-recorded today. We are happy to be here on a Thursday. Happy that you are all here on a Thursday as well. Here at Rumble.com/LFA TV for Ungoverned. So we got a good one for you today. We're going to be joined by the CEO of Colonial Metals Group. You're going to be hearing from him in just a little bit as he explains why getting into precious metals in this tumultuous time period is very testing time. You don't know what's going to go on. Everybody's on edge. Nobody knows what's going to happen. We all know what we want to happen, but we are also, obviously, the markets are unpredictable. A lot of things are beyond the realm of simple prediction here, so we don't know. Paul Stone, the CEO of Colonial Metals Group, will be joining us in just a bit. You'll be hearing from him about why Colonial Metals Group is a great choice for you. We've got a couple of other things here. You know, the title of the show, Donald Trump is getting his swagger back. Donald Trump is getting his swagger back. Now, that's not me talking. That's what we've seen. I've certainly seen it. I think it's great. I'm very happy about it, actually. And one of the reasons why I'm happy about it, what is one of those things that we've been saying, right? What is the Billy Currington theory? The Billy Currington theory is, must be doing something right if the left is starting to freak out, if the left is starting to act scared, if the left is starting to panic and is starting to shake. Must be doing something right. That's what we say. And so we've seen Donald Trump getting his swagger back. We've seen him start to get that swagger last year early on in the primary cycle. Now the left is starting to see it too as he's gotten through the primary. And he got through the primary completely intact. And he's gotten through a conviction. And he got through that intact. And he'll get through sentencing, where I totally believe he's going to be sentenced to jail. That doesn't mean he's going to go to jail, but that means he will be sentenced to jail. And he's got his swagger back. He's walking around. He's throwing his weight around. He's being himself. He's reaching voters. He's changing minds. He's relating to the American people. And MSNBC, Chuck Todd in particular, sleepy eyes. You know, we talk about sleepy eyes. He's a sleepy person. Chuck Todd in particular is afraid. There's a little bit of fear there, and there should be. Because that version of Donald Trump, as Chuck Todd will explain to you, is a very difficult version of Donald Trump to beat. So we'll get to that. We have that. We have the Democrats now, senior Democrats, not Republicans. Democrats are now a little unnerved that Joe Biden is relying heavily on January 6th messaging, save our democracy messaging. And of course, they'd probably be a little upset with that because it's so easily, you know, rebutted, right? You know, you can. Well, we're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. Oh, the opposite. We got to save the democracy. Save what? We're saving something that doesn't exist. When a Democrat says, I want you to think, all right, I want you to understand this. When a Democrat says they want to save democracy, or they say that you or your friends or other people who belong to groups that you belong to, or Donald Trump himself, or MAGA Republicans, or populists, or conservatives, or constitutionalists, whoever you are, patriots, when they say you are a threat to democracy, they're not obviously talking about the United States of America, because the United States of America isn't a democracy. When they say threat to democracy, what are they talking about? They're talking about their idea. You're a threat to their idea. You're a threat to their agenda. Their agenda is democracy. Sounds great. It isn't. Because in a democracy, in a pure democracy, 50 plus one, whatever that one is, percent, it could be 0.00000001 percentage point. 50 and change rules over the rest in a pure democracy. You say, well, that's not bad, because then the majority of the people who are casting votes are being rewarded and are the ones calling the shots. Okay, but what happens if the entire voter pool hasn't gotten complete and accurate information? Because the mainstream media keeps telling you that Biden's, you know, videos of Biden are fake, or that his son's laptop is from Russia, or that Donald Trump colluded with Russia, or that Donald Trump committed serious crimes that they can't name, but they can say that he's a convicted felon. What happens when voters in a pure democracy aren't making decisions with a complete set of the information and the facts? Now we have an issue. Everything is tainted. We are a constitutional republic. The electoral college system, the way we hold our presidential elections, is not a necessarily democratic. It's democratic in that the person who receives the most electoral votes wins, but the mechanism by which we determine who gets the most electoral votes is from 50 statewide elections. This way, each state has a voice and maintains a voice, or else you'd see presidential candidates, Republicans and Democrats alike, pandering to the large population centers while the rest of the country gets, for lack of a better term, flown over. They don't like, these senior Democrats don't like the fact that Joe Biden and some other Democrats are running on this January 6th threat to democracy narrative when there are obviously other issues that are more important. And that also scares the left, because unions now appear to be shifting towards Donald Trump. Maybe not union leadership, maybe not union presidents, but union voters, men and women who belong to unions. Well, because Donald Trump is paying attention to issues that matter to them. Because he's paying attention to issues that matter to them, they're more likely to vote for him. Wow, weird how that works. Strange. It's the way it's supposed to work. An illegal Ecuadorian alien apparently recorded himself sexually assaulting, brutally assaulting a minor in New York City. We have that. And the White House tells us in their own transcript what is actually going on with Joe Biden. If we have time towards the end of the show, we will get to that, because this is... It's really funny. Before we do all that, I want to get to a word from our friends at OFPFarms.com. That's OFP Farms. We love OFP Farms. The Outlaw Soap. You see it right here? That's the soap right there with Donald Trump's mugshot on it. The Outlaw Soap, because Donald Trump is the outlaw president. We understand that. And now you can be as clean as the outlaw president. I almost said the outdoor president. The outlaw president with this OFP Farms Outlaw Soap. It's the We the People line of soaps and lotions and lip balms, and there's a lot more coming. Right now we have the Goat Kisses Lip Balm, We the People edition. We have the We the People soap and the Outlaw Soap. They made this out of frustration with the circumstances, but also out of love for our constitutional republic, not democracy. But of course, because they released soap and put Donald Trump's face on it, the left is trying to cancel them. They're coming for them. They're sending them hate mail. They're sending them all sorts of negative stuff. So I want you to shower OFP Farms. You like the way I use that word. I want you to shower them with positivity. Shower them with positivity and let them lather up that positivity with some outlaw soap. Ladies and gentlemen, OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA for 15% off. Now, the profits from this soap are going to the Trump campaign. Some people are not even using the promo code so as to give more to OFP Farms and Donald Trump as well. OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA15. OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA15. Lima Foxtrot Alpha 15. Next up is the LFA TV website. You all know about it. We had the LFA TV store for quite some time. Now there's the LFA TV website. The LFA TV store is coming back. Don't worry about it. You can still get your LFA TV flannels, you know, the ones that you think you're going to look better than me in. It's not going to happen, but it's okay. This is the LFA TV website. You see that pop-up. It brings you to the show that's currently live. It was really useful last year when we used to have issues on Rumble with it showing the stream and what was going on. Still really useful. LFATV.us, and I encourage you not only to check out the store when it's back, but if you'd like to donate to LFA TV, LFATV.us/donate or JeremyHarrell.com/donate. Ladies and gentlemen, hit the thumbs up button. That's the Rumble button, that little green thumb down there. The more you do that, the more we fly up the charts and less likely you are to be physically hurt by Brennan. She's going to get you if you don't do it, so you have to do it. We're really excited about it. LFATV.us, and of course, promoting this channel here, rumble.com/LFATV. You know, I told you about the Billy Currington theory. Must be doing something right when the left starts freaking out. Donald Trump is getting his swagger back, and you're starting to see left-wing people realize that, and it's scaring them, which means it is a great thing. Chuck Todd is saying that Donald Trump may be getting his 2016 swagger back as an outside disruptor, which is what we want him to be. I don't want a Washington insider making sure that he's appeasing other Washington insiders and pretending like he's fighting for us. If I wanted that, I'd support a guy like Mike Johnson for president, but that's not who I support. I support Donald Trump. I love the fact that he's an outsider. I love the fact that he's a disruptor. I love the fact that he is, in some ways, surrounding himself with some disruptors and some outsiders and people who, you know, aren't attached to the DC consultant class as much as some others. And so this is what Chuck Todd had to say on MSNBC. Remember, if the left is upset about something, it's usually a good thing for us. Take a look at this.
I don't mean to simplify this, but, you know, Donald Trump's rhetoric even, and even his sort of swagger looks more like 2016 in the campaign you covered so closely, Katie. Then he looks in 2020, and in fact, I was just discussing this with somebody we all know on this call, on this program. I'm going to leave his name out of it because he didn't know I was going to quote him just now. But he even noted, we were talking about this idea that when Trump's losing, the worst version of Trump shows up. And when Trump's winning, or he thinks he's ahead, he's actually a different person, a different candidate. I mean, just, I think Vaughn could probably speak to this now, the Donald Trump in Detroit and those events he did, he was oddly loose. He was trying to be funny and all of this, where from about 2017 to 2022, we had, and even 2023 through the primaries, it's been nothing but angry grievance Trump, right? Angry, angry, angry. It's interesting if he somehow drops the grievance, he could end up looking more like that 2016 candidate.
Maybe.
Where he's the outside disruptor.
But it's hard to imagine him dropping the grievance as you know, again, he's going to be sentenced in a few weeks here in Manhattan. There's all, you know, the presidential immunity decisions coming out with the Supreme Court. There are reasons to continue on the grievance trail. And this whole campaign, it seems to be less for him about policy and more about what they're doing to me is what they want to do to you. My grievances are your grievances.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Now, I have to say something. I think Chuck Todd raised a valid point. What were those words that just came out of my mouth? I think Chuck Todd was right about some things. I think Donald Trump is regaining some of his swagger. I think it's because he's being himself. There may have been people in that first term surrounding him who told him to kind of relax a little bit. Matter of fact, you know, you kind of look at the way he handled COVID and a lot of all that unknown going on. I think there were people who kind of said, hey, don't send that tweet or don't phrase it this way. Or kind of, I think Donald Trump is acting more like himself now. Now, I don't think Chuck Todd is right by saying, well, he should drop the grievance trail. Of course, Chuck Todd wants people, of course, Chuck Todd wants Donald Trump to drop the whole grievance thing because it highlights the absolute joke of a justice system, the joke of a media, joke of a government that we have here. So I don't want him to drop that. I enjoy hearing that. But I agree that he's starting to get a little bit of that swagger back. I agree that he's starting to look a little bit more like that 2016 candidate. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I agree with Chuck Todd. Now, there is something in the second portion of this video I'm going to show you again that really sets me off, and it was the woman in the middle there. I'm not sure who that is. It might be Katie Turr. I'm not sure who that is, but this woman, she, well, you know, it's less about policy and all about me. Watch again.
I don't mean to simplify this, but somehow drops the grievance, but he could end up looking more like that 2016 candidate
Maybe.
Where he's the outside disruptor.
But it's hard to imagine him dropping the grievance as you know, again, he's going to be sentenced in a few weeks here in Manhattan. There's all, you know, the presidential immunity decisions coming out with the Supreme Court. There are reasons to continue on the grievance trail. And this whole campaign, it seems to be less for him about policy and more about what they're doing to me is what they want to do to you. My grievances are your grievances.
Okay. So if it's all about policy, now I get it, different network. I totally get it. Then I'm going to play another clip here. But if it's all about policy, if that's what this left-wing talking head, Katie, said, okay, then how do we explain The View? The View is making a case not to vote for Donald Trump. We played this yesterday. The View is making the case not to vote for Donald Trump because look what they're going to do to us. Look what they're going to do to Rachel. Look what they're going to do to Joy Behar in The View. If you don't remember that, we played it a bunch of times yesterday. Here it is again.
So you said recently that you thought that you, as an outspoken critic, could be a target yourself. Some people think that sounds overdramatic, but I'm right there with you. I think that he is so vindictive yeah. that he will go after... However he has to, through the IRS, maybe, or even, you know, or through sponsors to get us off the air,
FCC.
Maybe, or you.
Yeah.
How seriously should we be taking that?
Well, so I was asked, am I worried about me? And my answer was, I'm worried about all of us. I'm no more worried about me than I am worried about everybody in the
right.
country. I think it's bad to have somebody saying, give me as much power as you can in this country so I can use it to go after... other Americans, so I can use it to go after these subhuman internal enemies and I'll destroy them.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not a good system for anybody. And I don't think anybody's safe if that's the sort of basis on which he wants to get more power.
So she's right about that. Again, nobody's safe if the government could just go after people because they feel like it. But that's what's happening now. And that's why Donald Trump has a grievance to begin with. That's the whole point. He's got a grievance because the government has been weaponized against him and not just him. Because there's a man in prison right now. His name is Peter Navarro, and that's not Donald Trump, but he's in prison. There's a man getting sentenced to prison right now. His name is Steve Bannon. His name is not Donald Trump, but he's going to prison for contempt of Congress. There are J6ers who are rotting in the gulag right now, serving extremely harsh sentences. That are not named Donald Trump, but they're dissenting voices. They're in prison. Douglas Mackey shared a meme. He's in jail for election interference over a meme. Come on. So I need MS, and this is not going to happen. I'm not going to hold my breath, but MSNBC and The View talking about, oh, Donald Trump and this revenge tour, and he's going to come for us. And then you have MSNBC going, well, you know, he shouldn't be talking about how people are coming for him, and this is going to be his revenge. Oh, I'm sorry, but the case was just made on The View not to vote for Donald Trump because he's going to come after us. We're the ones being come after right now. Is that that's okay? Yes, because nobody's above the law. Screw you. All of you. Can't stand you. Now, I wanted to play that because obviously they're all freaking out about Donald Trump's messaging. They're freaking out about how powerful he looks. They're freaking out about how he's doing in the polls. They're upset. They're melting down. I get it. It doesn't look good for them. I get it. But it's also a self-inflicted wound. There's also a self-inflicted wound coming on the Democrat side as well. I want you to think about the messaging. What do you hear other than what we just played on left-wing networks there and shows? You hear a lot about, you know, what is the one thing they really want to muddy up Donald Trump with? Well, there's obviously the indictments and all that. What is one of the indictments about? January 6th. Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, right? He's a threat to democracy. That's what we keep hearing about Donald Trump, right? Threat to democracy. It's scary. Insurrection. He's gonna be a dictator, a tyrant. Folks, that messaging isn't working. It's not working. And you know what? If you look at that maybe a couple years ago while J6 was still fresh, maybe it would have worked then. Maybe if January 6th, if that quote-unquote, you know, the protest that got out of control, if it had happened last year, I think Donald Trump would have a real problem on his hands. The fact that this happened in 2021 and the Democrats are still trying to breathe life into it is just insane. Senior Democrats fret over Biden's reliance on January 6th, Trump, and democracy to win in 2024. This is on Breitbart, and this is bad for the Dems because they don't have anything else to message on. You have to understand, they are the Democrat Party, the quintessential, the textbook example of the boy who cried wolf, right? They're the boy who cried wolf on a large scale. You know, you got Jussie Smollett, you got Bubba Wallace, they cried wolf too, but they're of the left. The left has been the boy who cried wolf over Donald Trump since Donald Trump came down the escalator. Yeah, he's racist, he's homophobic, he hates this group, he hates that group, he's a foul mouth, the potty mouth, collusion, the whole nine yards. They have been saying all this negative stuff about Donald Trump, and none of it, none has panned out at all, at all. So when you continue, and this is what I like to say, when you continue to tell people things, and this goes for anybody, you could be a reporter, you could be a podcaster, you could be a journalist, you could be a people get fed up, right, with the weatherman on TV, right? They get fed up. Oh, he said it was going to be sunny and it's raining. This guy sucks. Why do we only hold TV meteorologists to the standards that we should be holding everybody to? If someone like Chuck Todd or Rachel Madcow or Joy Behar on The View, you know, the cattle, the herd of cows on The View, are so telling you over and over and over again that Donald Trump colluded with Russia, we find out that's not real. When we're told Donald Trump is a racist, he hates Latinos, and then all of a sudden you have record low Hispanic unemployment. Well, we know that's not real. Same with blacks. Same with women. That he hates our military. All of the hoaxes, the fine people hoax. When they're continuously wrong, continuously, consistently wrong, perpetually wrong. I mean, these people are wrong more than the X-22 report who's had his head up his ass since his show started. Please, with the white hats, shut up. I don't know why anybody believes that anymore. It's clearly not true. And that's my thing. When somebody continues to tell you things, when they say, well, I have a source of information, and they continue to be wrong about what they're hearing. That's why I go back and play clips on this show about what we were saying and then what things wound up doing. Track record's important. At least it is for me. I thought it was for more people, but I guess not. When you have these people who continue to tell you things, and these things that you're being told aren't real, okay, are fake, out and out fake, not somewhat real, fake. How do you listen to them anymore? That's the Democrat Party. That's the Democrat Party. They have told you that Trump's a racist. They have told you that Trump's a fascist. They said he would never leave office. Is he in office right now? Is he in the White House right now? They said he'd never leave. Oh, where was he yesterday? Oh, in Wisconsin? Yeah, he was there the other day. Was he there as acting like the president of the United States? Or is he? Oh, he's running for president? Okay, so he did leave office. Oh, you were wrong about that. And the litany of all those other things that we just mentioned. No credibility. And that's why that messaging from the Democrats is bad. And that's why Democrats are panicking over that messaging. As you see on Breitbart, and as we're hearing now from Breitbart, who's hearing from Democrats, senior Democrats, they're fretting over President Joe Biden's theory for victory in November, which focuses on January 6th, political violence. That's funny, because if there's one thing the Democrats love, they love them some political violence. I can tell you that. January 6th, political violence, democracy, and Donald Trump's character. Nobody here in the United States. Well, I don't want to say nobody. There are people. And if this is you, I disagree. Strongly disagree. And that's me being nice. I'm not voting for his character. I'm not. I don't care what he said on a bus with Billy Bush. I don't care how he's described Stormy Daniels. I don't care how he's described Megyn Kelly. I don't care how he has described Rosie O'Donnell. I don't care how he has described Kathy Griffin. I don't care about mean tweets. I don't care about any of that. You know why? You know why? I care about how his policies are going to impact my life. And I've been through it once, and my life, financially, all that, was way better under Donald Trump. This country's trajectory was going to a much better place under Donald Trump. You get me? I'm not voting for character, and a lot of people aren't either. Now, some people are. Fine, whatever. I think it's a silly decision, but some people are. And these Democrats are saying, well, they're focused on January 6th, political violence, democracy, and Donald Trump's character, when polls show that voters care most about inflation and the economy. Interesting. Issues that directly impact the American people. And so I ask, could that be why we're seeing this shift among union voters? And this is important because a lot of people will say, Joe Biden has the support of the unions. Well, he's got support maybe of union leadership, higher ups, and they have influence. They do. They have influence. But the rank and file men and women of these unions, do you really think they're any different than you and me? Do you really think they're any different than your independent neighbor who is leaning towards Donald Trump because it costs so much in the supermarket, because it costs so much at the gas pump, because it costs so much for rent, for their car payment, interest rates, et cetera, et cetera? You really think that's what they care about? You think they're going to do what some guy says just because they said it? At this point in the game, with this much on the line? I don't think so. And that's not just me saying that. That's the Democrats saying that. And we're starting to see, as this post-millennial article details, union voters, voters, not leadership, voters, are swinging or may swing Republican in 2024. If that happens, this is a crazy landslide. The concerns come despite President Biden repeatedly characterizing himself as the most pro-union president in history. Teamsters, one of the largest unions in the country, recently made headlines when their president, Sean O'Brien, met with Donald Trump. Additionally, the union made its first significant donation to the Republican Party since 2004. O'Brien has also requested speaking spots at both party conventions, signaling a potential shift in union allegiances. And that's interesting because that would be the leadership and the folks downline rank and file. These are not small little shifts here. This is a very significant story, and it is because the Democrats don't stand for anything. They only stand against Donald Trump and by proxy. Donald Trump by proxy, but really they stand against us. And a lot of the people in Washington stand against us too. Not the Republicans aren't perfect people. There are some good ones. Most of them are bad. Almost every single politician in D.C. can't stand you. But you see what we are watching right now with these shifts, of course, in the black vote, in the Hispanic vote, now in the union vote, the 18 to 30 vote. All these demographics are starting to shift towards Donald Trump. It is our job. It's our duty at this point to make sure that we follow through and secure this bag here. Because we're in a great position. And the left is freaking out about it. That's why I know we're in a great position. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to cut right over to an interview I did with the CEO of Colonial Metals Group. We just mentioned the economy. We just mentioned inflation. We just mentioned how voters are prioritizing those issues. There is no better time than to introduce the CEO of one of our sponsors, Colonial Metals Group, to tell you about how you can hedge against inflation and how his company, Colonial Metals Group, can help. Take a look. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Ungovernables, Captain's Crew, LFA family, McGroin Nation, all of you, everybody who is here watching us live, rumble.com/LFATV. We have a fascinating guest with us today, somebody I think you're all going to enjoy hearing from. We do talk about this group quite a bit, and they are a sponsor of our show. They are a sponsor of LFATV, the network here on Rumble. We're doing great things. They're doing great things as well. So it is my pleasure to welcome in one of the best ways to hedge against inflation. Bidenomics, bad things are happening right now. One of the best ways to hedge against inflation is Colonial Metals Group. I'm joined by the CEO of Colonial Metals Group. That would be Paul Stone. Good morning, Mr. Stone. How are you today?
Good morning, Sean. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm very excited to talk to you about you know, a number of these issues. You know, we're going into the 2024 election, and a lot of the people who are going to be voting in this election, one of their driving factors is going to be the economy. And you can't really have a conversation about the economy without addressing inflation. And some people don't know how it happens. Some people don't know why it happens. You know, generally, 30,000 foot view, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is your area of expertise with Colonial Metals Group, 30,000 foot view. The Fed keeps printing money, and so you have more money chasing less goods. Is that generally, you know, how inflation comes to be in society, specifically ours?
Right. More money chasing, generally the same amount of goods. And one way to also try to look at it is, and this will be a little strange when you first hear it, but the commodity's value or price, in a way, never changes. Like, you're never going to be going to a diner in the morning and going, you know, it's just terrible how these eggs have been deteriorating. Now I need 5 eggs to make a 3-egg omelet. Right. So the value of the commodity never goes away. It's the value of the money purchasing the commodity that drops and drops and drops. Long ago, 100 years ago or so, commodity prices were 1,800% lower than they are today. Federal Reserve was created in 1913. So ever since they started monkeying around, that committee of folks started monkeying around with the levers and the buttons in the financial settings in our economy and with our currency, inflation has been in existence. It's just getting to a horrendous level now because of Bidenomics and reaction to COVID and reaction to 2008. There's been an enormous amount of money creation out of thin air that's causing us to suffer in ways the government can't envision, because the government actually doesn't know how to solve problems.
That's true. I mean, we could definitely agree on that one. I think that our audience will absolutely, almost unanimously agree that government is very, very inefficient or ineffective at solving problems, but strangely seems to be, in some cases, pretty good at causing them or bringing them on. When you look at the decreasing value of the U.S. dollar. And one of the best explanations is, I'm not an economics guy. Like, that's not what I went to school for. I went to school for radio. I was thinking maybe sports. But when you look at, and I've heard this explained to me before, you know, when you look at the U.S. dollar, that is a store of value. And right now, the value of that dollar is decreasing because there are more dollars in circulation than there were yesterday, and the Fed just won't turn their printer off. So a lot of people are looking for a way. You know, we hear these conversations all the time. Oh, how do I get ahead? How do we get ahead? Well, get ahead of what? A lot of people now are trying to get ahead of inflation. We all feel it when we walk into a grocery store, we go to the gas pump, you know, you're ordering stuff on Amazon. Even your Amazon Prime subscription is up more than it was, you know, 4 years ago because of inflation and the amount of money in circulation. So I want to talk about Colonial Metals Group. Obviously, there are so many options out there about gold and silver. Before we talk about why Colonial Metals Group is the best option to get involved with gold and silver, why is buying precious metals, gold, silver, etc., a great way, one of the best ways, one of the most time-tested ways to hedge against inflation, especially when it's as bad as it is today?
Great, great question. And to answer that, and I want to make one comment after that about the $34 trillion, almost $35 trillion in debt. But remember when I mentioned that commodity prices, wheat, lumber, coffee, sugar, you know, commodity prices in general are up 1,800%. That means as the dollar is dying now today by 97% from when it was once worth 100 cents down to a value of 3 cents today. Let that horrify people, because it's true. Then the commodity prices have been rising as the dollar has been dying. Isn't gold and silver also a commodity, and uniquely in the category of a financial instrument, right? There's nothing else like it. And it also exists on the periodic table. So quite special stuff. So as the Fed continues to print to pay bills, that's what the $34 trillion actually is. We should stop calling it debt. If I borrowed, you know, $1,000 from you, Sean, you would assume I'm paying you back, so we could agree to call that debt.
Of course.
But if I'm never going to pay you back, what should we really call that? Theft, manipulation, a bunch of hooey. What that $34 trillion represents, which is very, very scary, is $34 trillion in bills. The American economy, so mismanaged, so just taken advantage of, cannot produce the revenue to pay. So that would be like you earning a couple hundred thousand bucks a year, but having $1 million in bills or $10 million in bills. You're not producing, our economy, sadly, does not produce enough revenue to cover the cost to run the show. So on, they'll have to print now and forever in perpetuity, unless you have on some understanding of where the government is going to miraculously solve this problem and quit having to print any money. So when you move your savings, especially retirement savings, into gold and silver, historically speaking, mathematically, there's a relationship between the elevating price of gold and silver over time as you have the devaluing value of the dollar.
And you look at
perfect relationship.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you look at the recent news now too about countries like Russia and others who are now detaching themselves from using the U.S. dollar to move a very, very important commodity globally, which would be petroleum. Is that playing a role? Obviously, it sounds like that would be playing a role in the loss of value that the U.S. dollar is currently experiencing too. Is it not?
Right. And just a simple little sports analogy, maybe not be the best, but how Tampa Bay needed a, you know, another Super Bowl. So what commodity did they acquire? Tom Brady. Yeah. Right. So when we look at how does a country, you know, end up calling the shots in a way that it wants to, it has to decouple from whatever power is calling the shots now. So as we weaken, as I mean, I get angry. I get pissed.
I'm here with you too. We're both angry. We're both angry, Paul. But trust me, we're all of us, the audience, you, me, we're all upset with what's happening now. It's not just you. You're not alone.
It just gets me so angry to think that, you know, the folks that look like us, talk like us, went to school here in America somewhere, right? Kind of grew up here mostly. They just can't make decisions like us, but they're at the helm. You know, we're down in the, we're building this huge, giant financial vessel going and doing our jobs every day. And the government is up at the helm running this thing running it aground. And so when we look at the tragedy of this situation in America, there is no way out of it.
Well, I want to talk about Colonial Metals Group now, obviously. CEO of Colonial Metals Group. This is a group that, you know, and a sponsor on the show that has gotten a lot of people's, you know, interest right now because of how bad inflation is. It doesn't seem to be easing at a rate that many Americans are comfortable with. We're told, oh, yeah, you know, things are getting better. And I listen, I still go. I still buy food. I still buy gas and I buy a lot of other things. And I don't feel like it's getting better. So we talk about these safe and secure self-directed IRAs, gold and silver, et cetera. Why is Colonial Metals Group, as I hear about gold and silver all the time, but why is Colonial Metals Group the best option to enter the gold and silver markets? Why is Colonial Metals Group the standalone? what stands you and your organization, your company out from the rest of the competition out there?
We listen. We really do. I've trained a great deal of many of the people that work with us. My focus is on them and helping them understand what our culture is at Colonial Metals Group, is that it's never about us. It's always about the retiree. It's always about their concerns, their fears, lack of courage, and wanting to make this move probably for many years to move some, you know, significant or notable portion of their retirement savings over to safety. That we have to be able to effectively help people, we have to make sure they understand genuinely that we care about them on these discussions, on these phone calls as we work together. And so my little phrase about that is we want to meet you where you are. Our job is to get with you, make sure that you feel like we care and understand your needs, thoughts, concerns, and fears, because that's this whole ballgame. You know, this isn't the same thing as Tom Brady moving from one football team to another. This is, you know, a departure in many ways from everything you're used to when you move money over to precious metals. It's very different. It's proven and tried and true, but it's different for uniquely for each person that goes ahead and does it. We just want you to understand that we give a damn. You'll hear from us all the time. We care deeply about the situation our retiree class is finding itself in. Life's kind of bookended a little by the post-depression world and maybe a new depression. And that's terrible. They're looking at a country they don't recognize today. We empathize with that.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things I like about a Colonial Metals Group and you in particular is the fact that, you know, you're putting yourself out there. You're going out, you're talking to people on their shows, but you also have a Substack and you tackle some of these more complicated economic issues. So I want to give you a chance, let everybody know here who's watching, if, you know, they're thinking about moving some money over into precious metals, they're looking at which groups to choose, and they're thinking about Colonial Metals Group. Well, I want them to read what you've been writing and kind of, you're putting yourself out there. So where can everybody find you on Substack?
All right, so if you just go to substack.com and type in Paul Stone, you'll pull me right up. It's the easiest way to remember how to do it. Substack.com and just search for Paul Stone. I put an article out a couple times a month. And yes, you know, someone once said to me that, if one can't explain complicated situations or a process to a sixth grader, then you don't understand it yourself. And that helped me a great deal early in my career, because what I want to search for is the source of everything. You know, most of us are up here in the news ether and the issues ether, and you know, we're angry, we're upset, we're scared, we're worried. But taking things down to understand how those news stories got there is where I spend my time. And so our crew, team, you know, at CMG, we're here to explain things that most folks would feel are complicated. So give us a chance, you know, give us a try and let us champion this move with you that you've probably been wanting to make for a while now.
Yeah, one of the best things you could do is to try and outpace or hedge against inflation by getting ahead of it. ColonialMetalsGroup.com/LFA. And if you'd like to learn more about the CEO of Colonial Metals Group, you can go ahead to Substack, thepaulstone.substack.com. It is an adventure worth your time, I would say. To take a chance, enlighten yourself on getting ahead, outpacing inflation, investing in precious metals, gold and silver with ColonialMetalsGroup.com. If you'd like to use the promo code LFA to support this channel, we greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much, Paul Stone, CEO, Colonial Metals Group. We look forward to having you again. Thanks for your time today, and we hope that many members of our audience start to become acquainted with your incredible program. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Great working with you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. All right. That was Paul Stone from Colonial Metals Group, the CEO of one of our great sponsors, Colonial Metals Group. And just if anybody is not familiar with ColonialMetalsGroup.com, this is what the website looks like. It's right there on your screen, Colonial Metals Group. And of course, you can go to ColonialMetalsGroup.com, ColonialMetalsGroup.com/LFA. And you can get involved with that program, as Mr. Paul Stone, the CEO of Colonial Metals Group, was telling you about. If you click on the link in the description below or call 888-688-1215, you will receive a safe and up to $10,000 in free silver if you choose to take the offer with ColonialMetalsGroup.com. Once again, ColonialMetalsGroup.com. We thank CEO Paul Stone and, of course, Colonial Metals Group for being a sponsor of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, let's move right along. Hit that thumbs up button for the channel, folks. You know, we always, always, always appreciate that as we talk about the next big story here. And this is, we talked about the unions, right? We talked about, Chuck Todd mentioning that Donald Trump may be maybe getting his swagger back, right? They talk about he might be getting his swagger back. Okay, not bad. Kind of cool, I would say. If I do say so myself, I would agree with little Chuck Todd, right? That Donald Trump is getting his swagger back. And the Democrats are worried that Joe Biden's messaging, January 6th, right? Donald Trump's character, threats to democracy, political violence, all of those issues are not issues that are at the forefront of Americans' mind. Inflation, the economy, the southern border. The southern border. You know, it used to be 2016, you mentioned the border. It's like, that's a Republican issue. That's an everybody issue now. We've said it all the time. It's kind of cliche now to say it, but every state is a border state. Everyone. This is happening everywhere. Okay. Arizona, New Mexico, California, Texas. Yeah, the states down there. I could see them having issues. They're right on the border. When you start hearing about people in Maryland, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, all over the country having issues with people who came across the border because it's been thrown wide open and nothing is being enforced down there, thanks to Joe Biden, now you can start to say every state is a border state. You know, you can back it up. And so now you have this disturbing, I mean, this is just absolutely disturbing in New York City court. Courtroom gasps after Ecuadorian illegal alien who raped a 13-year-old New York City girl claims he recorded the attack. He recorded it, folks. He recorded it. I guess that's what you do when you illegally enter a country looking for a better life. I guess you just illegally record the attack. Well, not illegal. Well, it's probably illegal to record the attack, but also it is. But you record the attack of a rape of a 13-year-old girl in New York City. That's what you do. When you're in search for a better life, you do things like that. It's a good guy. It's one of those dreamers, I think, that Joe Biden and Barack Obama keep referring to. Those dreamers, you know. The Ecuadorian illegal alien who raped a 13-year-old New York City girl told the court he recorded the attack last week. A 13-year-old girl was attacked in broad daylight by an illegal alien from Ecuador wielding a machete-style knife in New York City. We're so focused on nobody being above the law. We're going after Donald Trump. Don't matter if these people are walking around the city with machetes hanging out. It's okay. As long as it's not a gun, right? New York City, gun-free zone. The attacker, 25-year-old Christian Giovanni Ingalandi, grabbed the child and her male friend, who was walking home from school through Kissena Park in Flushing Meadows, so this is not in Manhattan where Alvin Bragg is responsible, if anybody was wondering, and forced them into a secluded area at around 3:30 p.m. on Thursday. He tied the two children by the wrists with a shoelace and then sexually assaulted the young girl. Christian Giovanni Ingolandia admitted to prosecutors that he recorded the attack. The attack, the taped confession, was played at Wednesday's arraignment. I was nervous at first and then got comfortable and recorded it. This man is a... Look, they get upset with Donald Trump for referring to people like that as animals. And I'm not here. Yesterday, I just talked about how, you know, it's terrible that the View and Rachel Madcow were talking about dehumanizing people. And then I called them animals. I called them cows and cattle and livestock. It's a lot of fun because, you know, they do that to us. I didn't take the vaccine, so I'm subhuman. I'm below them. Many of you are too, in their eyes. Of course, not in our eyes. And I would not just call people I don't like animals. It's not me. I don't really care. Most of it, I just want to be left alone from a lot of people, right? You know, like government and everything. Just want to live my life, work hard, do what we got to do, you know, make some smart decisions, mostly smart decisions. Some of them are not the smartest, but hey, what are you going to do? But you make the, you know, smart decisions and Colonial Metals Group, right? You're making investments and some, like I said, some investments, some of those decisions, not the smartest, but some of them have been good, right? That's all I want. That's all I'm looking for. It's unbelievable. We're below The View. We're below Rachel Madcow, dehumanizing. But Donald Trump gets in trouble for calling these illegal aliens animals. How else would you refer to somebody who could do such a thing? Is this a human being? Look, the person has a name. You know, you say walks like a duck, talks like a duck. He's a human. It's a duck, right? Whatever. You have to be, there's got to be some sort of like possession happening here. This can't be a sane like logically thinking human being like the rest of us are. I was nervous at first, then got comfortable and recorded it. You're telling me I can't call that guy an animal? You're telling me right now I can't call that guy an animal? Oh, it dehumanizes them. That 13-year-old girl's life is wrecked. That 13-year-old girl's life is scarred forever because of what happened. At the hands of somebody who should not have been in this country. Who, if the border was enforced and the laws on the border were enforced, would not have been in this country. And that's on Joe Biden's hands too. That's on Joe Biden's hands too. All right, I want to get to, and then we're going to laugh at Joe Biden because we have to laugh at him after that because that's a serious, that's doom and gloom. We're on a Thursday here. We're having a good time. Tomorrow, big interview with John Paul Moran, Go USA. You're going to love this program, this kind of test that he's doing. It's an awesome conversation and a lot of fun recording it. I want to talk to you about a great company we know. We're sponsored by Ammo Squared, AmmoSquared.com, AmmoSquared.com. Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. It's a very budget-friendly way to build a stockpile of ammo, customizable. Buy as little as a few dollars a month and use dollar-cost averaging to your advantage. Ammo Squared is a unique way to invest in ammunition. Buy low. Like I said, dollar cost average over time, cash out when prices rise, or just take delivery and skip the high prices in the market. There's no minimums, no memberships needed, and no extra fees. You can buy ammo on a small budget, watch it grow over time like a savings account. You could buy less than a box, even less than a single round, like fractional rounds of stock at Robinhood. Your ammo will add up over time till it becomes full boxes, and then it's shippable, and you get free shipping on all orders valuing over $250. AmmoSquared.com. You want to get prepared with your finances, gold, silver, and ammo. Ammo's also a commodity, in my opinion. AmmoSquared.com, AmmoSquared.com. All right, let's make fun of Joe Biden for a little bit here. I want you to listen to this. This is Joe Biden forgetting the name of his Homeland Security Secretary. Look.
Thanks to all the members of Congress and Homeland Security Secretary. I'm not sure you're going to understand.
What on earth was that? It's actually, like, it sounded like, I don't know what this is.
Thanks to all the members of Congress and Homeland Security Secretary. I'm not sure you're going to understand.
It's a total malfunction. His whole face froze. It kind of sounded like one of them aliens from Sesame Street. Yep. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Watch.
Thanks to all the members of Congress and Homeland Security Secretary. I'm not sure you're going to understand.
Everybody's looking at him. Like, you see Mayorkas' face? He's like, you don't know my name? Now, you may ask, why am I bringing this up? Because we've been laughing at Joe Biden for a while. Well, the White House transcript couldn't even defend this one. You know how the transcript likes to kind of spin it so that it looks like, it looks like Joe Biden knows what he's talking about? The White House transcript couldn't even do that. I want to show you, this is from this Red State piece. This is what the transcript said. Thanks to all the members of the Congress and, and Homeland Security Secretary, inaudible. I'm not sure I'm going to introduce you all the way. That's the White House transcript. So if anybody wants to say that that's a cheap fake or an edited video, it's in the transcript that what came out of his mouth was inaudible, ladies and gentlemen. Inaudible. If anybody can tell you what he's trying to say here, the next thing I need you to tell me is what he's trying to say when he says, I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than fly. If you can't tell me what this means, I'm not interested in anything else.
Thanks to all the members of Congress and Homeland Security Secretary. I'm not sure you're going to
understand. I'm sorry. There's a woman behind Joe Biden. Watch the eyebrows to the... To your left. You're watching the screen. The left, over his left shoulder.
Thanks to all the members of Congress.
Watch her.
Homeland Security.
She's smiling. She said, "Ooh, And then looks down because she knew that stuff was on camera. Oh, my. That is your president, ladies and gentlemen. And the White House can't even hide it. He sounded like a car having trouble starting. We're like a weed whacker. I don't know, guys. I don't know. I think that's one of the funniest clips because his whole body freezes. And I know people are going to look at it and go, oh, you're laughing at an old man. Yeah, but he's a sick, demented old man who's been a sick, you know what, his entire career in politics. So, yeah, I'm going to laugh at him. I'm going to laugh at him loud, too. Want to laugh at him again, you and me, one more time, share a moment together?
Thanks to all the members of Congress and Homeland Security Secretary. I'm not sure you're going to
Whoops. Chuck Schumer was like, yeah, I've heard this before. He had a rough week too. Chuck Schumer with the grill. Anyway, I hope you guys had fun. Hope you enjoyed the interview with Colonial Metals Group. Give them a look. ColonialMetalsGroup.com/LFA for that special offer. You know that. Or 888-688-1215. I believe it was 888-688-1215. ColonialMetalsGroup.com/LFA. Thank you to Paul Stone for joining us. Hope you enjoyed the show today. Of course, remember, go to the website, farishmedia.com. Sign up for our email list. It's the greatest email the world has ever seen. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. It really is incredible. That's farishmedia.com, FARASHmedia.com. Any of your podcasting apps, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, search Ungoverned, hit follow. It's all you got to do. Doesn't cost you a dime, costs a second of your time. We would love it if you could do that. Really appreciate that. Now, make sure you hit the thumbs up button before you leave. Make sure you're following this channel before you go. Will Johnson up next with Culture Wars at 6 p.m. Based America with Drew Hernandez at 7 and Stone Zone with the great Roger Stone at 8 p.m. Eastern. As President Trump says, we will never give up. We will never give in. And we will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we will just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty.